With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Police say one person was killed in a shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Kansas City Police Chief Stacy Graves said at a news conference Wednesday that one person is dead and up to 15 were injured. It's not clear how many were injured by gunshots. Graves said two people have been taken into custody and has heard that fans may have been involved in apprehending a suspect, but couldn't confirm that. The head of the House Intelligence Committee, Mike Turner, issued an unusual cryptic statement on Wednesday saying that the committee had made available to all members of Congress information about an unspecified serious national security threat that sources said was related to Russia. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he's already scheduled to meet with senior congressional intelligence officials tomorrow, including Mike Turner.
That's been on the books. So I am a bit surprised that Congressman Turner came out publicly today in advance of a meeting on the books for me to go sit with him alongside our intelligence and defense professionals tomorrow. That's his choice to do that.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the White House will brief top congressional leaders tomorrow.
I want to assure the American people there is no need for public alarm. We are going to work together to address this matter, as we do all sensitive matters that are classified. And beyond that, I'm not at liberty to disclose classified information and really can't say much more.
International efforts to broker a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas have suffered a setback as Israel reportedly recalled its negotiating team. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday accused Hamas of hobbling the high-stakes negotiations by sticking to delusional demands. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 151 points, the Nasdaq rose 203, the S&P 500 advanced 47. This is SRN News. California college students are gender confused.
There's been an unprecedented spike in the number of undergraduates who identify as transgender or non-binary in the University of California system. The percentage of students who don't seem to know what sex they are has tripled over the past 4 years across the system. UC Berkeley's percentage has soared 900%. There are 10 major campuses in the University of California community serving about 300,000 young people each year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations says Ukraine will need nearly $9 billion over the next decade to rebuild its cultural sites and tourism industry following Russia's invasion. That will include funds for the restoration of the Transfiguration Cathedral in Odessa. The giant building that was constructed in the late 18th century is the main Orthodox church in the city. The original structure was first destroyed in 1936 during the Soviet occupation. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks recovered much of their sharp losses from a day before, triggered by worries that interest rates will stay high for months longer than hoped. The S&P 500 rose 1%, good for more than two-thirds of its loss from Tuesday following a hotter-than-expected report on inflation. A calmer bond market helped keep things steadier as Treasury yields eased. DaVita Lift and other stocks climbed after reporting stronger results for the latest quarter. The Dow was up 151 points to close at 38,424. The Nasdaq gained 203 points to 15,859. The S&P 500 added 47 points to 5,000. New York oil fell $1.23 to $76.64 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.